Be'ez Hashem, we are now beginning our Parsha class. It's actually a Parsha class a week before Pesach on Monday night. Tonight's Yud Aleph Nisan Toshinayin Tes, corresponding with the English calendar of April 15th, 2019. And although I devote my Parsha class to the Parsha of the week, but this coming week there is no reading of the regular parsha, but we read the parts of the Torah that refer to the Yom Tov of Pesach. As a result, I'm going to speak a little bit about the holiday of Pesach, and I'd like to devote the majority of tonight's session on the Seder, the halachas that surround the Seder, and so that we could appreciate the Seder as much as possible. On a very deep intellectual note, we understand that one of the two principal mitzvahs d'oraisa is the mitzvah of eating matzah. There's two mitzvahs d'oraisa. One is the mitzvah of eating matzah, and one is v'higata to levincha, the retelling of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim to your family, to the children. These are the two mitzvah d'oraisa. The entire evening is rabbinical, is midrabbanan. That means to say drinking the cups are a dindirabbanan. Leaning on your left side is a dindirabbanan. Eating the moro leaves is a din derabanan, even though the pasuk openly says, right, that they ate the matzah moro together with the korban pesach. So you would say eating the moro would be biblical, but that was only together with the korban pesach. If you have the moro separate, if you have it separate, then the eating of the Mora not with the Korban Pesach, so then it becomes a mitzvah de Rabbanon and not a mitzvah de Araisa. So we're going to focus at the moment on a deep concept of the eating of the matzah. The eating of the matzah, which I mentioned a moment ago, is midiraisa. But the deep meaning is that we know the symbol of the matzah is lechem oini, right? It's the bread of affliction. It's a bread of poverty. It's a bread of pain. And there seems to be a paradox. We're eating matzah to commemorate that we were free, so quickly we were made free, that we were chased out of Mitzrayim fast enough that there was not enough time to bake bread. So matzah is a symbol of freedom. Why do we call the matzah lechem oini? Bread of affliction, if it's a symbol of freedom. So there seems to be a paradox in the actual eating of the matzah, and there must be some deeper kavanah behind it. My Rebbe, Rebbe Chaim Dov Keller, explained this. He raised the question of how could it be that we're going to eat the matzah. The matzah is a symbol of freedom. They were chased out of Mitzrayim so quickly, yet we call it lechem oni, the bread of affliction. And if you are familiar with the custom, when they get to halach ma'anya, this is the bread of affliction, we uncover the matzah, and we point to it, and we lift it, and we show this is what our forefathers ate in Egypt as slaves. When we get to Motzi Matzah later on in the Seder, we take out the little piece of matzah that was broken apart from the bigger piece. The bigger piece, if you remember, was dedicated for the Afikoman, and the small broken piece is symbolic to the food of a slave, broken pieces of this cracker that kept him alive. So it's a paradox. So he brings down the Maharal Miprag. That gives us a very beautiful explanation. It's the matzah, the simple matzah, the matzah that's made from almost nothing, flour and water. The existence of the matzah is so intrinsically plain. There's nothing to it but bread. That this bread of affliction is simply flour and water. It's the symbol of the lowest level of a slave, of a person, that he has nothing. He has no money, he has no house, he owns nothing. He's a slave. All he has is his body, his flesh and bones. A person who has nothing, who feels who he has nothing but him, his own body, can appreciate Geula, redemption, more than anybody else. Where the redemption took place was to the person who had nothing but himself. And the matzah is symbolic of the affliction, the poverty, the aspect of being completely and totally alone, other than the Almighty. And it means to appreciate Geula in its greatest form. You'd have to have experienced the experience of slavery. To appreciate true Geula, you have to be able to appreciate it with it having been when you were in the situation of slavery. And that's the concept behind matzah. Matzah is a composite of both messages. Matzah is the symbol of slavery, the bread of affliction. But yet it's a symbol of our freedom. It's our freedom, where Hashem took us out so quickly, the Geula was so rapidly done to the Jewish people, that they were really, truly able to experience the Geula, the redemption in its highest form. So therefore, matzah has both elements, avdus and chayrus, slavery and freedom. And therefore, it's for that reason it represents both. And we celebrate the holiday of Pesach with the matzah as being the centerpiece of our Seder table. Now, having said that, it's important to know, and especially I told you that mitzvah eating matzah is min haTorah, because the Torah obligates us to eat matzah, even if it's just a kezias, if we can't eat it other than just a kezias. We're not talking a person going to get deathly ill because he is allergic, but we're talking about if a person is capable, let's say it's not in his diet, it's not his taste, preference, you know what? You have to eat at least a kezias of matzah in memory of the great, great miracle that happened to the Jewish people. So that is Zalacha. Now, we end up eating the matzah on four different times through the Seder, and I'll explain how. We eat the matzah by Hamotzi. We wash Rachza, and we eat the matzah. we take all three matzahs together and we make a moti lechem in haaretz. Then we let the bottom matzah go and we grab the middle broken piece and the top matzah and we eat and we say al achilas matzah asher kedishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al achilas matzah. Then there's a third time we have a mitzvah surrounding the matzah, and that is the korach, the sandwich, when we eat it as the hillel sandwich, because there was a disagreement if the matzah eaten alone is fulfilling the mitzvah properly or only like hillel. So in order to fulfill hillel's requirement, we eat the matzah and the moro. And finally, the fourth mitzvah of eating the matzah is the afikamen. It's a symbolic of the korban Pesach. Some people have a fifth kezias, is that in memory of the korban chagiga. Because at every holiday, that's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they would always bring a korban chagiga. And therefore, many people eat another kezias of matzah in memory of the korban chagiga. So we see that matzah plays the central theme of the entire evening. Matzah is where the message of the Jewish people lay, and we have to walk away appreciating this. So important is the memory of thinking about the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is symbolic to the in eating the matzah, is that the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah upon us every single day. We say it in our davening, we say it in our krishma. Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Nir Lachol Elokim Ani Hashem Elokechem MS. We say it in Noda Lacha in our Birchas HaMazon, right? Al Shinchal Tolav Hoseinu Eretz Chem the Torah. But Al Shehot Seisanu Hashem Elokeinu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. We say it in Kiddush Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We say it all the time, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is our basic fiber. It's in our life, it's in our DNA, that this is what made the Jewish people a free people, and we are never to forget it. And there are many, many, many lessons to be learned from the connection of always remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. One important connection that we should never forget, why it's important to always remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the emunah, is the faith. This is the bread of faith. This is the holiday of faith, that the Jewish people became inspired forever to see and feel the trust of the Almighty, how the hand of the Almighty was there continuously watching and saving the Jewish people. And the Jewish people saw through the ten makos, right through the splitting of the sea, till they were brought right into the Kabbalah Torah. They saw the Yad Hashem with the Ananiya covered the clouds of glory, with the man that fell daily, with the water that came out of a rock. They were engrossed, they were enveloped in miracles continuously. All this surrounds emunah, it surrounds faith. So we remember the Almighty, that just like Hashem hasn't forsaken the Jewish people in their lowest moment of existence, as slaves being brutally tortured, Hashem saved them and redeemed them till they became a free people. Until today. Why do you say 1939?
What happened in 1939,
1940? You said the Holocaust? The Jewish people suffered punishment.
Just as bad as back then.
Yeah, right. But they suffered punishment, but it was still, even in walking into the gas chambers, people still say Krishna. that they said Ani Mamin Be'emunah Shleima, they still held their faith. The faith is part and parcel of the Jewish people. We learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim that it's the Emunah that kept the Jewish people alive. And just like the Emunah that Jewish people saw and believed then because they experienced redemption, that Emunah is with us till today. And we have to believe and we have to hope and pray that the Almighty answers our prayers. Going into the Holocaust is a whole different discussion. It's not for a discussion around right now, the discussion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. At any rate, I mentioned about the importance of the eating matzah and understanding its message. The message is that Hashem took us from slavery to Geulah, to redemption. And therefore, we sit around our Seder table, have to impart this message to our children, that just like Hashem has taken us out of slavery then and brought us to freedom, Hashem is capable, if we are worthy, of taking us out of our present galus, our present diaspora, and bringing us to Eretz Yisrael with the coming of Mashiach. But it's depending on us. And we have to keep on hoping and striving and praying for that moment. And the positive message is, and that what happens when you sit around the Seder is just now, it's just like we are here today because of what happened almost 3,500 years ago in Mitzrayim. We can be privileged to similar miracles today if we are worthy. It's up to us to be dedicated. It's up to us to be committed to Hashem's Torah, and that we should hope and keep our emunah strong and steady so that we will be worthy of the coming of Mashiach. I just want to let you know, I brought things to you, I wanted to show you. It's important though. I don't know if they're going to start eating right away because I know that. Okay. It was important to get some of the mitzvahs kind of organized in your mind so you'll be able to be better prepared for the Seder. Number one is you should have a proper cup for the Kiddush cup, right? It should be enough for a revius that's approximately 4.5 ounces of liquid, right? If you want to have it bigger, don't have it too much bigger, because if you have too much bigger, then it's a problem of how much you can drink. The halacha is, if you have a kais, right, then let's say something like this is how many ounces?
Eight.
That's eight.
Really?
Okay. You say read the bottom.
Not six?
I don't know, read the bottom. What does it say?
You're only supposed to have half of that?
Yeah, 4 cups like that. 4 ounces. 3.8 cc, but 4 ounces.
700
milliliters.
75 cc.
Yeah.
750.
Okay, what's important is, the best thing is to drink the entire cup for each of the 4 cups. Of course, if the cup is much too big, then there's a mitzvah to drink roiv kais. Roiv means the majority of the cup. If you get yourself into a problem of drinking too much, then you won't be able to finish the seder. So it's always best to get a cup that has, let's say, 5 ounces or so, right? It's hard to find a cup just 4 ounces or 4.5, you know what I mean? I'm talking
isn't
about
wine luxury, the form of luxury to drink wine?
Form of
luxury.
Well, that's an interesting point. But you're supposed to be
drinking like kings.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to be liberated.
That's 100%.
That's you're eating matzah, which is...
No, but whatever we do...
It's both affliction and freedom.
Whatever we are doing the night of Pesach is reflecting on both avdus and chavrus. We're eating a matzah, which is both. We drink wine, it's the chavrus, it's the freedom. We have to feel and show and behave that we are we are free. This is important. This is why we drink wine.
That's 750.
No, this is 500. That 700 means nothing.
So this is the reason why we drink wine. We drink wine because it's a symbol of freedom. And we drink it on our left side because in the olden days, the royal community, right, those who are...
So they didn't have wine with in the desert, obviously.
Huh?
They didn't have wine in the desert.
It's a very good question. Where they had wine was from the grapes of the Meraglim. The Meraglim, that's a very interesting question. The Meraglim took one cluster. They needed 8 people to lift that one cluster. And miraculously, that wine came out of those grapes. And they had enough wine for every Jew, for all Shabbos meals, for 40 years.
Just from that one?
From just that. It was a miraculous feat. So I would assume that there was plenty of wine for the Arapacosis. That's my opinion.
I don't know what happened.
Yes.
You mentioned Hillel.
Yes.
We're doing something according to Hillel.
Right.
Hillel was before Litziat Mitzrayim.
No, no. Hillel was one of the...
So how did Yaakov go to Hillel's school in
No, it was the Shem Ve'Eva. That's a whole different school.
Shammai and Hillel?
No. Okay. Shammai and Hillel came many years later. Okay. Many, many years later. Okay, so we talk about the drinking of the 4 cups of wine. Drink the 4 cups of wine. Try to drink the entire cup if it's not too big, and if it's too big, then drink most of the cup. The size of the matzah should be the size of a kezias. So here I brought this from my house to show you how we measure. So if it's the simple matzah for the motzi matzah or the afikomen, so this would be the size of the matzah that we would be breaking off to eat. Now the korach matzah would be smaller to make a sandwich out of it, okay? And it tells you exactly 4 by 7 inches, it tells you exactly how large it should be. Here, the regular matzah should be 6.5, 6.25 by 7 inches, and the afikomen 6.25 by 7, but the korach matzah should be 4 inches by 7. This also tells us the size of the romaine lettuce. The romaine lettuce should be within the blue borders. The romaine lettuce should be, that would be considered the kezias. Remember the romaine lettuce we dip into the charoses and we shake off the charoses. If you don't have the leaves, and you want to just shave off the leaves, you only use the stalks. The stalks have to fill this rectangle of 3 inches by 5. The middle part, and I actually used that for many, many years until recently.
We grew up with cream.
But there are two types of maror. Yeah. One maror is the leaves that you dip in the charoses. So what is how did you eat the horseradish?
You dip in the same way that you.
What you actually took the root, yeah. The maror root.
Yeah.
Well, it's brought down that it's it, no, it's brought down
that's
that.
How you grow.
Yeah, but it's brought down that it's dangerous. It's dangerous to eat it that way.
And to eat the maror.
It opens up your nostrils.
Maror, yeah.
I know, did I understand?
Yeah, I remember cutting it up.
But it might open up other things.
No, it's only for a few seconds.
Okay, but the halacha is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not advisable. What you do is you grate it on a grater and you fill up the size of a whiskey cup, that's the shear of maror, you put it into your hillel sandwich and you eat it and eat it on your left side and your yaitzer mitzvah. But if you have a chart like this, it's very, very helpful to do the mitzvah properly. In my house, instead of giving, measuring everything on the spot, we give everybody a little baggie,
pre-measured.
So we just give out baggies, so we don't have to take the time of the Seder to start measuring. We've measured it Erev Yontif. You already measured Erev Yontif. So that's just good for your knowledge. At any rate, the most important time schedule that you should try to keep is the eating of the afikomen. According to the COR book, it's 1:16. 1:16 is chatzos. Chatzos is the middle of the night. All right.
So you have to eat the afikomen
before the middle of the night. Before 1:16. So it's very important.
I plan to eat by 12:30.
Okay, so that is it. Anyway, gentlemen, have a wonderful Pesach. I hope I've helped you understand it a drop more. And Nitz Hashem, next week are we going to meet? I don't see why not. Monday night.
I'm doing Passover for the first time in Montreal. Chabad.
Okay, you should be Matzliach.
Chabad in Montreal. Oh. Never done that.
Anyway, be Matzliach and have a wonderful, meaningful Seder and wonderful, meaningful Pesach.